destined to be the scum of the earth. In other words, scum interprets cross-bearing. And what does scum mean? The willingness to be scum and to be dregs, to be the offscouring of all things, is the willingness to be absolutely humble. What did the Lord Jesus say? We were also reminded of this verse yesterday. In Matthew 11, in verse 29, learn of me. There we have that word learn, which is, as I said, the Hebrew concept of a disciple. Learn of me, for I am meek and humble of heart, or gentle and humble of heart. That's why I said right at the beginning, I spoke about this Malaysian brother and why he was so important to me as an example of someone who, though of outstanding academic achievement, was willing to be treated as dregs, as nothing. Learn of me because I. What does he want us to learn? Does he want us to learn how to heal people? He didn't give any lessons, as far as I can see, about how you go around healing people. He didn't even say what they were supposed to do. How do you exorcise spirits? He didn't say how this, how that. What he did say is, be humble as I am humble. Learn of me. If you want to be my disciple, this is the one thing. It's surprising that of all the things he could have said about learning about him, he chose only one thing to speak about: humility. How genuine and how deep is our walk with Jesus is going to be tested on this one point. What is more, you notice this. I am humble of heart. Sometimes we are humble in our outward expression. I walk around, you see, my back is quite bent. My head is down. And you see, oh, he's a humble man. You see, he walks like this. Actually, I may be extremely proud inside, but all you see is the outward frame that I am looking very humble. Humble of heart. What is it? The humility of heart is something very hard to learn for people like me at any rate. And it is absolutely necessary for me to learn. How to distinguish between true and false humility? By false here, I mean a human humility. Humility is also regarded as a quality among people in the world. My father was one who tried to be humble. It was very difficult for him as a non-Christian, but he tried. And again, I looked with admiration at my father. His academic achievements were also outstanding. I remember once somebody asked my father, "Do you speak English?" And he smiled back and said very humbly, "A little." Well, the person didn't know that my father had done his graduate studies in Harvard. And he wrote his doctoral thesis in English, in fact, beautiful English. And that actually he held two doctorates, earned doctorates. And he spoke much more than English. He spoke a good many other languages beside. But when asked whether he could speak English, he merely said a little. Now, I could see that he was trying very hard to be humble. Though he had a high government position, he declined a chauffeur-driven car. And he bought himself a very modest British car, an Austin 10 at the time. And he drove it himself. And one day he was stopped by a police officer on the street and said that he charged him with a traffic violation and demanded to see his papers. My father was reluctant to show his papers, but he demanded in a rather rude tone, you know, as people in power like to behave, "Show me your papers." So my father produced his papers. And when the officer saw my father's name, he promptly stood to attention and stood at a rigid salute position. He became like the pillar of salt. stuck in the salute position. Because he had been quite rude, and he had actually, of course, the intention was to demand some payment, you know, and give him some money and he'll let you go. Now, he didn't know that my father was one of the strongest anti-corruption people in the rather corrupt government of the time. And so this poor man was afraid, this officer was afraid he was going to lose his job. My father said, so he handed back, before he went to the salute, he handed back his papers, my father's papers. My father simply said to him, "It's all right, you're just doing your job." And he drove away. Humility. He could have sacked the man, he could have done all sorts of things, but he was humble. Now, of course, if he had been in a chauffeur-driven car, the police officer would never have dared to stop him. But because he was driving this small Austin 10, a very modest little car, as many of you from England would know, then the police officer felt that he could kick this man around, but he kicked the wrong person around. So my father tried to be very humble. But of course, I knew my dad. After all, you know your dad too, don't you? And I knew that this was an attempt to be humble, but not the spiritual humility we are talking about. The spiritual humility has more to do with my Malaysian brother. That genuine inner humility. In closing then, in this brief talk, I think that the real mark of humility which we are to follow is the mark of the Lord Jesus that Paul points to in Galatians chapter 2. That though he was equal with God, he did not consider equality with God something to be held onto, to be grasped, much less to be seized, depending whatever translation you want to use. But he humbled himself. And he humbled himself to what extent? He went down and down and down until he ended up on the cross. And it is this to which he has called us. Paul says, let this mind of Jesus, be in you. Now, why then did Jesus not tell his disciples more about spiritual power? Why didn't he tell them more about things like even how to pray? You remember the disciples had to ask him, "Lord, teach us to pray." You would have thought that's one of the first things he did. No, he stressed one thing only. Learn of me, I am humble of heart. And what happens? All the other things follow. It is not for his power, spiritual power even. Spiritual power comes through humility. God does not entrust his power to somebody who is going to misuse it. And little wonder there is so little power among Christians, because God couldn't trust that power to us. Paul knew a lot about power. And so in this same chapter, in verse 19, it says, "I shall find out when I come, not the words of those who are arrogant, but their power." I want to see what power do they have. Paul functioned power, and the secret of that power is humility. The more humble you are, the more you will experience his power. But only because we are in fellowship with his sufferings. He was despised and rejected of men. When I follow him, can I follow him in glory when he goes forth rejected? No, I must, if I am his disciple. If he is rejected, I also must be rejected. If I am not being rejected, I have to ask, am I following him who was rejected? And when I learn to enter into that fellowship of his suffering, to be despised and rejected by men, then, only then, God will entrust every manner of power to us. Yes, we will be able to heal the sick. We will be able to throw out the demons. We will be able to do many things, but only if we can learn this lesson of humility. Recently, I was reading the diary of John Sung, probably the greatest evangelist in China of this century. The more I read, the more I was touched. You see, John Sung, God used him so mightily that it was common occurrence in his meetings when he prayed for people that the blind regained their sight. I looked in his diary, and time and again he mentions, today, four people who were blind recovered their sight, God healed them. Today, several people who were deaf were able to hear. The lame walked. It was a common occurrence. He just recorded that for the glory of God. But he himself was constantly sick. And I noticed in his diary too, today I had terrible toothache. Today I had terrible stomach ache. And he, of course, had a terrible case of hemorrhoids, such that he was in constant pain, bleeding, even while he was preaching. In the end, he was not even able to stand up to preach. He had to sit down to preach. In the end, he wrote in his diary about the thorn in his flesh, and he said, I know I have to learn more and more humility, that God must bring me down lower and lower through this unspeakable pain. He was in agony, in tears, out of the pain. He went through several operations, and people said, hey, you heal so many people, but you yourself, what's your problem? Why can't you be healed? And he said, when I hear these words, it burns like fire in my heart, but thank God for it. I need to be more humble, that they may know that the healings that occur in so many people was not me. It was God who healed. The thing he wanted to learn, up to the last moment in his diary, he was still saying, I thank God for all this unspeakable pain, because God wants to bring me into his likeness, to learn of him, for I am meek and lowly of heart. That is his secret of his power. If we want to go out and let God use us, then please learn this lesson, that discipleship is bearing the cross after him, after Jesus. And it is to be willing to be the scum of the earth. Let us, by God's grace, be imitators of Paul, as he was of Christ, so that God's power may manifest in us fully. Let us close in prayer.